Grandpa got even with the scallywags.
After the Civil War, the carpetbaggers moved in, and they were people that came in there with all their belongings in a carpet bag, and they made friends with the freed slaves and got elected to public office, and they were very vicious and mean, and everybody hated them. And then you had the scallywag. That was a fella that consorted with the carpetbaggers, a native, and those billies down there made them mighty miserable. There was a stave mill that moved in there, and took up a bunch of timber and land, and Grandpa claimed they got over on him, and they claimed they didn't. They went down and pitched themselves up some little log huts for their workers to live in. Grandpa tore them down with a broad axe. They went to court, and the stave mill won. Well, he went down and drove some spikes in the middle of a stave so the equalizer wouldn't get hit. The equalizer equalized them, put them on a table, and they went back to the side sawyer and then to the sawyer. The sawyer was a boss, and he wanted to kill this sawyer. Well, when this stave saw hit this steel, it cut this sawyer pretty badly, but it didn't kill him. It wasn't long till they found out about it and gave the old man 11 months and 29 days in the county road. Well, the damnedest noises you ever heard. Grandma, she was a-shouting. She was an old-time shouting Methodist. Ain't Martha Jane, she was a-crying. Ain't Elizabeth was a-crying. Ain't Joseph was a-crying. Just 14 kids was all. My dad was the baby. He was laughing. My Methodist preacher uncle, Reuben, he was down hollering, God help, God help. Grandpa told him he'd be so mean that he'd be back in 3 months. They took him down there and he wouldn't work. Well, that's when they whipped you. Well, he still didn't work and they put him in a sweat tank. That's 10, and out where you can't bend over, you can't do nothing, you know, with a chain around your neck. Had a glass of water in your hand and a loaf of bread in the other hand, and you stayed there. You stayed there 3 days, and they took him out and put him to cooking. Well, old Bob Taylor was the governor, and he was an awful Democrat, and so was my grandpa. And this county judge, it was a scallywag's son, and grandpa hated him. So they were getting ready for the governor to come out and look the place over one day and inspect it. And they told Grandpa to make an Irish stew, and he did. And he cut up a little of this old-fashioned lye soap that's made out of grease and refuse and ashes. Lye, you know, ash lye. And it has quite a purgative effect. Oh, it's harsh. He cut it up in this stew, not enough to ruin the stew, but just enough to put them to going. Wasn't long till everybody was in a trot. Well, there wasn't room enough in the outhouses for them, and it was just everywhere. And old Bob Taylor, he was right into it, too. And strangely enough, the only one that wasn't trotting was Grandpa, and he didn't eat any of the stew. They got after him about it, and he said that he did that just to get even with that scallywag. Old Bob Taylor thought that's the funniest thing he ever heard about, so he pardoned my Grandpa and sent him home, took him with him around East Tennessee, and was going to make up some of that stuff on Election Day to where those Republicans couldn't vote up. And said it tasted a lot better than calomel and did a lot better job.